mostly cloudy with off and on light snow showers today. We won't see much in the way of accumulation, but the wind will be out of the west 15 to 25, and that could create some areas of blowing snow at times, especially in the rural areas. High today, 25. Tonight, light snow ending, clearing after midnight, low of 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The chairman of the NTSB, Jennifer Homendy, in Maryland at the scene of the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Her main focus and the focus for her investigators, figuring out exactly what went wrong on that cargo ship prior to the collision with the bridge.
We've seen all the reports and heard the reports about power losses and it striking the bridge at the time when a number of workers were on the bridge, but it's still something we need to confirm.
The six construction workers they were looking for yesterday are believed to have died in the collision and collapse. Crews will be searching the water today again for their bodies. Sean Combs' lawyers speaking out about the raids on the media moguls' homes. They say they were unfair. The same storm system that brought flooding and hail to Georgia and Florida, as well as heavy snow to the upper Midwest earlier this week, moving east. Ping-pong-size hail reported in Florida yesterday. Just one winning ticket sold in last night's billion-dollar-plus Mega Millions drawing, sold in New Jersey. This is ABC News. Britain's King Charles set to make a rare public appearance after he was diagnosed with cancer. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from the Foreign Desk.
King Charles expected to attend Easter service on Sunday in what will mark his first official public appearance since his cancer diagnosis was announced last month. The 75-year-old will be with his wife, Queen Camilla, and their appearance will come just days after Kate, Princess of Wales, also revealed she's been diagnosed with cancer and is undergoing preventative chemotherapy. It's unclear what types of cancers the two royals have. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
A Utah author already accused of killing her husband with poison, now facing new charges. Prosecutors say Corey Richens made an earlier attempt on his life by lacing a sandwich with fentanyl. After his death, she wrote a children's book about grief. One cure for insomnia, maybe the gym. New research says people who exercise at least twice a week can significantly cut their risk for not being able to sleep. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 501c4 nonprofits are driving record spending by anonymous political donors across the country. That's according to a new study from the group Open Secrets.
In some states, you can actually have 501c4 dart money groups or shell companies contribute directly to candidates' campaigns, which is something that's not allowed at the federal level. They're only allowed to spend in support of the candidate.
Study author Anna Masolia says that kind of money often pays for misleading attack ads. Cheating on your spouse is technically a felony in Wisconsin, which can land you in jail for 3 months and up to $10,000 in fines. Authorities rarely pursue charges, but there's a move to take the law off the books in other states like New York. Lawmakers there say prosecutors should not dig into what consenting adults do behind closed doors. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Hippity hoppity, Easter is on its way. That's right, folks, it's that time of year again. And on Saturday, March 30th, over at Hines Park at 10 a.m., you can join the city of Park Falls for their Easter Eggs Extravaganza to celebrate it all. With over 2,000 eggs full of treats, an appearance from a very special bunny, bunny sack races, and the Phillips Children's Museum, this is going to be a fun-filled morning. No registration required, and baskets will not be provided.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. On March 22, 2024, Anthony James Kovarik passed away in his new home on the Flambeau River. He is survived by his siblings, Patricia Calloway of Rockford, Illinois, Tekla Kovarik of Black River Falls, by Thomas Kovarik of Butternut, by Albert Kovarik of Eisenstein, Frank Kovarik of Eisenstein, and Therese Fleming of Fifield. A celebration of life will be held on Friday, April 5th at Park Falls American Legion from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a memorial service at 6 p.m. Deacon Robert Schenebeck will officiate. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Anthony James Kavari. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association at this station.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with off and on light snow showers today. We won't see much in the way of accumulation, but the wind will be out of the west 15 to 25, and that could create some areas of blowing snow at times, especially in the rural areas. High today, 25. Tonight, light snow ending, clearing after midnight, low of 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Hey there. It's Big G from 98Q Country. Friday nights are sizzling at Harborview at the Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin. Experience the new energy with fresh ownership. Indulge in bluegill, cod, colossal shrimp, or savory prime rib. And don't forget about the salad bar. It's a must. Mention me, Big G, and receive a generous 10% discount off your bill until March wraps up.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
The Bucks lose in double overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks jumped out to an early lead, but somehow the Lakers came back to beat Milwaukee in five serve form, 128 to 124 in double overtime. Giannis Antetokounmpo at his locker after the loss.
Start of the game, we moved the ball really well side to side. I think in the last couple of minutes of the game, it was like one pass shot. Then lead, I think they did a good job just, you know, playing great defense, switching, having us play one on one.
So the Bucks now head to New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Rockies 6-1 in their final game of spring training. Milwaukee actually finished above the 500 mark with a record of 16-14 in Cactus League action. They're off to New York to face the Mets tomorrow on opening day. Manager Pat Murphy on losing center fielder and leadoff man Garrett Mitchell to a broken left hand suffered over the weekend during batting practice.
Yeah, a fracture in his hand. He's getting an opinion right now with the hand specials.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I always turn them on first thing in the morning.
98Q Country.
The other thing is farmers markets. Get out of here with the farmer's market. They put organic on there, people lose their minds.
It tastes different.
No, it doesn't. Costs a lot more, tastes the same. By my place, where I live, they shut down an intersection every other Sunday. And I'm not talking about on a sidewalk. I'm not talking about an empty parking lot. Under the red lights of a busy intersection, they shut it down for a farmer's market. That means somebody was at that red light one day going, you know what? This would be a great place to sell my strawberries.
Coming up in the news. According to a new study, eating chocolate can reduce your risk of having a heart attack. That's why doctors recommend getting up before your kids on Easter morning and scarfing down all their chocolate Easter candy. Said one doctor, sure, your kids will burst into tears when they see you sitting there with their empty Easter basket and milk chocolate smeared all over your face. But simply explain to them through a mouthful of mashed chocolate bunny that it's good for daddy's heart. And you don't want daddy to die, do you? This and more later today.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
Your classics, your country, 98Q Country.
Wanna remake a memory.
Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
At 98Q. All right, your text to win keyword for this hour is bike. Bike, B-I-K-E. Text that to us right now, and you'll be in for this hour's drawing for the Chula Vista overnight stay and the grand prize drawing of the bikes and the blender and the outdoor patio love seat. So bike is your keyword. If you've never done this before and you're new to it, download the Civic Media app in your Google Play Store. Click on 98Q Country. And then just text us right from there. There's a little word that says text. That's the one. So text us the word bike sometime before 8 o'clock here this morning. Well, more keywords at 10, 1, and 3 today. Bike, keyword for the 7 a.m. hour.
You're better than the best. I'm lucky just to linger in your light. Cooler than the flip side of my. That's right. Completely unaware. Nothing can compare to where you sent me. Lets me know that it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. In the moments where my good times start to fade, you make me smile. me smile. She had a little shot of Jack. Besides that, can't complain. Just trying to do the dang thing. Might change the oil in my truck. I ain't paying no $35. Kids need shoes, mama needs Levi's. And I'm just trying to keep my daughters off the pole. When my son's out of jail, trying to get to church so I don't go to hell. I'm just trying to keep my wife from figuring out that I'm.
Past 7. Hope you are well this morning. Get into your Park Falls BP and get your fuel for your car and a coffee and cappuccino, maybe a little snack for you to get you through a Wednesday. They're always there for you bright and early and through the day. Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's here in Park Falls. Keyword this hour, bike. We're doing this just through Friday, just today, tomorrow, and Friday, and then that's it for the Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. The first ever with 98Q. Now, this is a statewide contest with all of our civic media stations, but we've already had some winners right around here. You guys have been really, I can see the entries come in, and we've been getting a lot of entries, and that's why we've had a lot of winners. So if you want to try to be a winner of a night stay at a Chula Vista Resort, or maybe win one of our grand prizes next week, just text us the word bike right now. And to do that, go to your app store on your Android or iPhone, and search for Civic Media. All the Civic Media app has on it is all the Civic Media radio stations. Pretty much all of them. There's a couple missing in there. One of ours because it's under construction right now. But 98Q is there. You tap on 98Q, you hit text, and you put bike, B-I-K-E, hit send, and you're done. And you're in. You can do that each hour. Today, tomorrow, and Friday, every hourly entry gets you a chance to win that grand prize. So do that before 8, another keyword at 10, another one at 1, and another one with Gray this afternoon at 3. We'll get Brewer baseball going tomorrow. Got 11:35 pregame right around 12:10, first pitch, Brewers and Mets. Going to play in New York. Has anybody checked the weather out in New York to see what's going on out there? I'll do that. I'll do that while I'm telling you that we've got some Brewer baseball tickets we're going to give away during Reality Radio. We got a couple of pairs of tickets for the Brewers and Seattle a week from Saturday, April the 6th. So if that works for your schedule, tune in during Reality Radio. We're going to have a shot for you to win those. Let's see. New York says tomorrow's going to be a high of 53 with a 91% chance of rain, occasional rain, and then causing ponding on the roadways. So it's going to be a drippy day tomorrow in New York. Hopefully they can get that game in when they take on the Mets. All right, our Brewer bus trip, by the way, is on Thursday, July 11th. We haven't promoted it a lot because there's a final few things we're working on before I want to just really jump in there. But we are going to take, well, if we fill the bus, we're going to take a bus to Miller Park. This is something we used to do for many, many years, and then the pandemic hit, and then it just kind of went, yeah. So we're going to take a bus to Miller Park Thursday, July 11th, and it's a one-day trip there and back. The cost is $110. That includes your ride there, of course, and back if you behave yourself. And also, I just secured the ticket yesterday. It's really, I was surprised that we got an infield field-level seat. It's just beyond first base. And it's down on the field level. Now, usually we're up in the loge, which we're fine, right behind home plate. But we are field level first base. And it looks to me like we're shaded. I went into the shaded field chart yesterday. I'm not going to 100% guarantee that, but it looks like we are. I've been fooled by that before. But these are nice seats, very nice seats. And if you were to buy them yourself, I think they're like $50, $60 seats. So if you want to come with us, we'd love to have you. We also learned yesterday that Big G is going to be hosting the bus with a to-be-determined second person with Big G. I don't know who that might be. I mean, it could be anybody. It could be Aaron Rodgers. It could be Brett Favre. It could not be them. It could be anybody. With Big G, you never know who that second person that's going to be hosting the bus sitting next to Big G will be. Just saying. I wasn't saying it's going to be them. I'm saying it could be anybody. I haven't heard who it's going to be. So I'm insinuating that when you don't know something, that it could be anything, right? Okay. That's what I'm saying. We have you may need this today after listening to the morning show. Today is, I'm hesitant to say this to some of you, but today's National Whiskey Day today, so could be a rough one. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced that Nicole Shanahan is going to be his running mate. No one knows who that is except for the fact that she's really rich. She got a lot of money. So he's not going to be on the ballot. I think one state he's on the ballot. He's not really a factor right now anyway in the presidential candidate, in the presidential race, but he's Robert F. Kennedy Jr., so people are talking about him. And he did indicate that he kind of wanted Aaron Rodgers or Jesse Ventura to be his running mate. So that made people's eyes kind of twitch a little bit. The average, the average, it may have been the coffee, but and that too. The average life expectancy in the U.S. has increased to 77 and a half. Well, with our recent announcement of my many years in radio, I tell you what, for me, that's good news. That's really good news. And another half a year. By the way, I want to thank everyone for the kind words and everything about my many years in radio. But when I contemplated it for a while, I thought to myself, you know, this is really a celebration. It's a little bit embarrassing because there's a lot of people that live their lives and give so much back to communities through churches and through nonprofits and all that stuff, and they never get recognized. And I'm just a radio guy who just happens to be on the radio, and we all do what we can to give back and to do stuff for other people. But so let's make this celebration of my many years in radio a celebration of all of us, of all everyone who has given. Who has helped us out, even those of you who have just listened. But there's so many of you who have helped in the things that we have done to better the community through the timeout shelter, through the Lord's Cupboard, through many fundraisers and such that we've done. So a celebration for all of us and not just point to me and say, hey, Joel, way to go. Well, whatever. I just showed up for work. We all showed up for work. But it is a celebration of all of us and all the, we celebrate the good things that people do here. And there's so many. There's so many people that just give and volunteer and just do some great things. So proud to be a part of it. CompleteRainGutter.com. You can go there and check out, boy, if those rain gutters aren't flowing the way you think they should right now, hey, check it out. You can, they've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years there. CompleteRainGutter.com. And you can get yourself a quote and get an idea of what it'll take to get that water going to where it should be. Lots of Easter stuff going on this weekend. The Park Falls Public Library at it again. Cindy and the crew over there, they're doing something on Friday. So Friday, you can visit with everyone's favorite carrot muncher, the Easter Bunny. The bunny will be available for pictures from 9:30 to 11 on Friday morning in their fabulous auditorium. And kids can also enjoy a short story time starting at about 10:15 on Friday. And don't miss this one. It will be an excellent opportunity for some springtime fun. Thank you, Cindy, for that. Appreciate that. And then on Saturday, listen to this now. Saturday, a no school. Did I say Saturday? I'm sorry, Monday. Monday is a no school Monday for the Shawamigan School. Perfect time to bring the kids to the Park Falls Library, because on April 1st, on Monday, at 11 a.m., they're welcoming in Cliff the Magic Man to their awesome auditorium stage. And there is no charge for this great program, and it's a great way to end a long weekend. There's no fooling. It is April 1st, but at 11 a.m. Monday, no school for Shawamigan. I know some other schools, if you don't have school, bring your kids into the Park Falls Library. They will enjoy that show. And I'm seeing notes and stuff from all area communities that are doing egg hunts and all that stuff. Check with your local municipalities for all that stuff going on. I know the Peace Center is doing Easter egg hunt for the kids on Saturday, also at 1 o'clock. And so lots of fun stuff going on this Easter weekend. 737. Again, our keyword this hour, bike, B-I-K-E. Text it to us through that Civic Media app for your chance to be in for this hour's Chula Vista giveaway.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The chairman of the NTSB, Jennifer Homendy, in Maryland at the scene of the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Her main focus and the focus for her investigators, figuring out exactly what went wrong on that cargo ship prior to the collision with the bridge.
We've seen all the reports and heard the reports about power losses and it striking the bridge at the time when a number of workers were on the bridge, but it's still something we need to confirm.
The six construction workers they were looking for yesterday are believed to have died in the collision and collapse. Crews will be searching the water today again for their bodies. Sean Combs' lawyers speaking out about the raids on the media moguls' homes. They say they were unfair. The same storm system that brought flooding and hail to Georgia and Florida, as well as heavy snow to the upper Midwest earlier this week, moving east. Ping-pong-size hail reported in Florida yesterday. Just one winning ticket sold in last night's billion-dollar-plus Mega Millions drawing, sold in New Jersey. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities in western Wisconsin are getting to the bottom of why a man from Texas died while cleaning a municipal water tank in Blair Saturday afternoon. He was wearing scuba gear but may have become hypothermic. Co-workers tried pulling him out, but he got stuck and died. Wisconsin's election mythbusters are at it again tonight, this time in West Bend. Kathy Bernier of Keep Our Republic says election skeptics are often surprised when they see how hard it really would be to fix an election.
The care that the election officials take in preparing for the election and after the election and all of the audits and the canvasses that take place, they're very surprised.
Bernier tells WYSN-TV's Upfront she hopes her work will ensure no accusations or drama in Wisconsin after November's votes are counted. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, March 30th at 1 p.m. at the Peace Center in Park Falls. There will be an Easter egg hunt. All children ages 12 and under are invited for fun, prizes, and treats. Again, that is Saturday, March 30th at 1 p.m. at the Peace Center at 598 2nd Avenue North here in Park Falls.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Are the Packers headed to Brazil? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL is considering sending either the Packers or the Browns to Brazil for the season opener against the Eagles. When will they find out? Mark Murphy.
I anticipate probably within the week we'll find out. So it's either us or Cleveland.
NBA, the Bucks had a 19-point lead at home in the fourth quarter, but lost to the Lakers, 128-124 in double overtime. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
We didn't trust the pass tonight. You know, we get away with it some nights because guys make shots, but we lost our trust. Not that concerned by it, but it will scream off the tape.
College basketball, AJ Storr says he's leaving the Badgers and turning pro, eligible for the upcoming NBA draft. Are more players leaving the Badgers program?
Mike, I don't know. They don't know. We see the world we're in, you know, and there'll be other options, I'm sure, what other, you know, if guys want to test the waters in the draft or get feedback.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you, for good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text LIKE to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Mostly cloudy with off and on light snow showers today. We won't see much in the way of accumulation, but the wind will be out of the west 15 to 25, and that could create some areas of blowing snow at times, especially in the rural areas. High today, 25. Tonight, light snow ending, clearing after midnight, low of 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Key word for this hour is bike. You got until 8 o'clock to text us the word bike. Just get that Civic Media app downloaded through your Google on your Google app through your Android or iPhone. Got that? And tap on 98Q Country and hit text, and that'll be there for you all the time when we do these contests. Bike, the key word for the 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, what do you got there, man? The only station that matters.
98Q Country.
So long living in hell.
Blue and day.
Tim McGraw there at 98Q Country. This Friday, the VFW crew there in Phillips, post 5778, they're doing a open house event Friday from 3 to 5. This is for Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day. This will be an informal meet and greet to the public invited to attend. There will be beverages available, and there will be free snacks, too. So, as usual, this event is open for all to check out the VFW, especially those of you who are members of, and Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day Friday at the VFW Hall right on Highway 13 in Phillips from 1 until 5. Another community reminder just for you from 98Q Country. A few more minutes left yet to get us that key word of the hour, which is what? What did I say? Bike? Is that what it was? Bike? Why do I think it's a different word? Did I give the right... Did I give the right word out? I don't know if I gave bike or what. Well, I'm not sure what I gave. Hang on just a second here. Let me check my, I think I might have messed this up here. Just talk among yourselves for a second here, and I'll see if I got this right. I did it right. Okay, good. So bike is the key word of the hour, and you got until 8 o'clock to get that to us if you haven't already. Go into your Google app on your Android or iPhone, and download that Civic Media app and tap on 98Q Texas. We'll be doing this again at 10, 1, and 3, and they'll be doing it a lot smoother than I just did, of course.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by BW Paper Systems, a division of Barry Waymiller, who combines an extremely strong brand, innovative technology, and long-standing experience for the sheeting, packaging, stationery, book binding, security documents, and corrugated and finishing industries.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
It truly pays to be a member of Egg Country Farm Credit Services. For the fifth year in a row, Egg Country is paying a 1% patronage dividend on all eligible business for 2023. The co-op is also making a special second payment of 0.5%. Together, Egg Country members will receive a record $125 million. That's the power of the co-op. Egg Country. Focused on egg, focused on you. Egg Country is an equal opportunity lender.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with off and on light snow showers today. We won't see much in the way of accumulation, but the wind will be out of the west 15 to 25, and that could create some areas of blowing snow at times, especially in the rural areas. High today, 25. Tonight, light snow ending, clearing after midnight, low of 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Big hits.
stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98 Q Country.
She likes whiskey with her water. She starts dancing when the stars come out. She ain't your typical preacher's daughter. She'll leave you dreaming, yeah, there ain't no doubt. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart, a country mile wide. There's a little bit of devil.
Yeah, 'cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Open up.